Do you know when I do shows, people still scream, "I got a scrum!"
Oh, yeah.
"Look, Tom, scrum!" I'm like, all right, guys.
Yeah,
come on.
That you should do.
I wish, yeah, people don't care about real issues as much as they do about me licking your scrum.
You should do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're still into this.
Yes.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Saatva. Go to Saatva, SAATVA.com/the shit, and you get $200 off any mattress of your choice. Why did we come up with that URL? Because when I was talking to some of the people at Saatva, I said, we love your products. They're the shit. And then they said, how about making that your URL? Works for me. It is totally worth it. They make incredible products, environmentally friendly, luxury items, and they pass on incredible savings to you because they don't have storefronts. They don't have to pay commissions to salespeople. They don't have to pay the utilities from running that store. It's online only, but it is, I'm telling you, incredible. We've been sleeping on their mattresses for a decade. We've tried them all, the luxury firm mattress, the Lumen Leaf, the Solaire. They're all incredible. You will not be disappointed. Go to Saatva, SAATVA.com/the shit. Get $200 off any mattress of your choice. What it do, dog?
What it do, do. Do you see what I have?
What do you have?
This is given to me by Patty O'Callahan.
Yeah.
This was the Christmas gift, and I'm so honored to be drinking.
Didn't he initially give it to you and you threw it and broke it on the ground?
I did. Yeah. I was like, you know why? Because it was a Harry and Meghan Markle cup. And at first I was like, F Meghan. She's against the monarchy.
Yeah.
F these two. And then I thought about it, and then I glued this back together again because I thought, you know what? That's just her POV. A lot of people are against the monarchy.
She made the outrageous claim that some people in the British monarchy are racist.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time believing.
Samesies.
That anybody in the British royal family that's in their 80s or 90s is racist. I just don't buy it.
Well, especially, you know, those people that own other countries, colonies or whatever, they have commonwealths.
Yeah.
People of color. There's no way they could feel superior
to
those people of color that they rule over. No way.
I just don't buy it.
They force their language on and their culture on.
Yeah.
Not
possible. Before we go too much further, it's a very exciting month because this month you are recording Touch My Camera Through the Fence for Netflix in New York on January 22nd. And before you do that, you are going to be running that set one last weekend in Brea at the Brea Improv, January 14th and 15th.
I want to laugh.
And if you want to laugh, you should go too.
And show me your boobs.
And show, yeah, absolutely. And also, right after you shoot the special, you'll be here in Austin, Tejas, February 2nd and 16th.
Right now.
And then February 25th through 26th, you'll be in Miami at the Improv there.
Do you think I'm fucking retarded?
And you can see Christine there. And then March 4th and 5th in Tampa. And you should definitely,
You guys have a good rest of your day, bro.
So get tickets at Christina P. Online. There's other shows coming up in May.
I want this up.
So definitely you can get tickets at Christina P Online. I'm sorry.
May I just plug one more?
Sure.
I'm going back to LA. I'm doing the Netflix is a joke. I'm doing the Regent Theater. I can't see the date because it's May 3rd. Okay, guys, buy tickets in LA. That's going to sell out super, super fast. The Borgata in Atlantic City and then the Wilbur in Boston. Get your tickets now.
Great.
Thank you. I love
venue.
You.
Great venue.
Great venue. Great times. Solid oldies.
Yeah. And yeah, if you want to see me on tour, I'm at tomsegura.com/tour. And there's a whole bunch of dates. I'm doing a big Texas run this month. So if you want to come see me, I think there's tickets available to the late show in Grand Prairie, which is just outside of Dallas. There's a lot of shows. So get your tickets. I'll see you out there. I'm very excited. It's amazing. It's a lot. It is a lot.
F-U-C-K.
Yeah.
F-U-C-K.
A lot
of shows. All the haters. All the haters.
F the haters. And there's a lot to get into. You want to just...
just want to fucking do it and shit.
You want to open the show?
Yeah, dog.
Let's get into it.
Well, I just ruined my sister's graduation party, which sucks because I didn't even mean to. I was going to the bathroom and all of a sudden someone walks in on me and I was, excuse you. Turns out it's one of her English teachers. Okay, I didn't know your English teacher was going to the party. Sounds like he's trying to fuck you. Whatever, not even bringing it up. He walks in on me. Okay, I happen to be itching my vagina really hard. Okay, and yeah, do I wish that he walked in while I was peeing instead? Of course. It was horrifying for him to walk in mid-itch.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and Christina
Pajitza. Her vibe.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah. How do I move this guy? I'm ruining your job. Retarded. Just sit lower. Retarded.
No, just. We can make the adjustment. Do you want to make the adjustment?
Yeah.
Okay. Can somebody help make it?
Then I'll sit lower and I'll look fat and stupid all day long.
Sit however you want to sit.
All right. Thank you, Annie. We did an adjustment.
Feel better?
I do. Even though I'm drinking from the cup of traitors.
This didn't immediately make you think of a family member of mine?
Maria?
No. Not an immediate member. An extended family member. You don't have to say their name.
Oh.
Jesus.
Sorry.
All I'm saying is like, do you... you're like saying the names. It's just meant to be like, oh yeah, I know who.
Well, it could be so many of the Segura women because
there's a lot.
They all also don't have much shame about this kind of stuff. It could have been me actually too. Been like,
it
oh my god,
been.
I should scratch my vagina.
Well, there's more to the story.
Oh.
Yeah.
I go out and I try to act like it didn't happen. I ignore it. Okay. Then we're all talking in a group. Professor, whatever his butt. Decides to drink a good amount at my sister's graduation party. He's drinking, putting them down. Suddenly we're in a group and he's like, hey, why were you itching so aggressively in there? Drop it. Please drop it. Why were you itching? Finally, I snap. I'm always itching in there. From 28 years, it's been itchy down there. Oh. I don't know why. I don't know when. Then my sister starts sobbing. You always make it about your itchy fucking cooch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It keeps going.
There's more? Like, this is a lifelong family problem?
Well, yeah.
This is
real
bananas.
Drama.
I have no idea.
That's not true, Isabel. I didn't even get a grad party because mom and dad weren't doing well in their marriage. And I don't know why I'm always itchy down there. You think I wanted to be itchy when I was losing my virginity? You think I wanted to be itchy on every roller coaster I've ever been on? Everyone's hands up. I'm sneaking in there to get an itch while I'm on the ride of my life. You wish.
It got like real sad.
Yeah, that took a totally different turn.
Yeah, it was like a real funny. I was like, this is a joke at first, and then she got like real sad. But doesn't this? I know this might sound silly. Do you think she's tried all the things to try?
I mean, I don't hear her saying, I've been going to the doctor for 28 years.
I've been trying this medicine and this medicine and this.
She needs to go to the doctor, because if it's her actual vag that's itchy inside, she could just be having recurrent yeast infections. She could have a myriad of different STDs.
Yeah.
STIs is now what they call them. She could have, maybe she's shaving her pubes off too much or something and they're growing in itchy. I don't know.
I think if it's 28 skin. Years, she's probably not, it's not probably from trimming, you know?
Yeah. You mean she didn't trim her I don't think pussy she's hairs like, when she was like, in third grade?
My pussy keeps itching.
Yeah, she
I keep stabbing it with a fork.
Stabbing it with yeah. a fork. She Anything just needs to go to the doctor. Fuck. Vaginal itching might develop due to stress.
Could be.
Could be that stress. She's not washing with soap. You know, we've had this hot debate on Where My Mom's At about body wash versus traditional soaps. And I don't really like washing my cooch with body wash. I feel it is an inferior product to just good old fashioned bar of soap.
Mm.
It doesn't do the same job.
Nope.
Annie, are you still into the, what are you using right now? I know you are strictly into.
I use body wash, which is like in between the shower gel and the body soap. It's just a nice in between. It like smells good, but it's not, you know, it actually cleans. So that's what I use. Yeah.
Do you have an itchy pussy?
Me?
I sure do not have an itchy pussy. So I would highly recommend
itchy
body
pussy.
Soap.
Yeah. I don't.
I'm
know.
Sorry. Shower.
I mean, gel. When my cooch has been itchy, it's usually like, oh, I just worked out, and
makes sense.
You should probably wash it because that's germs.
We get it too, like in our balls, you know.
Yeah.
We get itchy balls. Yeah.
This conversation
yeah.
is so smart. Do you think Mensa will approach us to join after this episode?
I, if they're above it, I don't think they belong in Mensa. I mean, it's not like itchy balls and couches are not something that most of the public has to deal with.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is a real issue.
Plato had itchy nuts and assholes too.
Man, there's just days where your nuts just itch.
Yeah. And why is that though?
That's the thing.
Like
it's
the heat?
It's not just the heat. Sometimes, you know, it could be that you trimmed something, it's growing back.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is like, you know, a sweaty day or you exercise. Sometimes it's a fucking mystery and you just don't know. You know, you just get like, and you, because the thing is about your ball, like sometimes it's like the crease, but sometimes it's your actual scrotum and you have to pinch it and roll it.
Oh, it's so hard, yeah. Because
yeah.
it's like an itch you can't scratch.
It's like an itch you can't scratch.
You can't yeah. really rake those nuts.
No, you can't. You
yeah.
can't.
See, with the vag, if it's inside, that's a yeasty.
Oof.
You've got an infection in there that probably needs, that's what I'm assuming. It's a yeast infection. You can have recurrent ones.
Yeah.
And that you can't even really itch.
Jock itch
it's inside
is
of
a
you.
Real thing. Jock itch is like usually in the like the crease.
Where your nut hits your leg?
Yeah, like in that crease.
Ugh.
And then
that's where that happens?
Yeah.
Wow, you learned something new. I did not know
and,
that.
Oh my God. You'll scratch and scratch. And you can see like you'll irritate it. I feel like it happened more for me like in middle school or something.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you prevent that? You just got to wash soap and water.
I think wash and then dry. I think that's the thing is that it's moisture. You know, you got to dry yourself.
Yeah, because men have that issue more so than we do.
That's like that could be a real hot area, you know.
The moisture collects there.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Moisture.
Is that what you use?
You put powder. People put powder there.
Yeah. You put powder on there to prevent jock itch?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not active enough to get jock itch.
But what about like just a balmy summer, a Texas summer won't give it to you?
I mean, like back when I was growing up, my brother taught me a trick where mm-hmm. it's if anything's itchy down there, just pour aftershave on there. And it stings a lot at first, but
holy shit.
Yeah, it's rough.
That's the trick?
That's alcohol, right?
Yeah, it was
just
like,
kills
I was
it?
Like, bro, I have a chafed asshole. What do I do with this? He's like, just pour aftershave on it. And I would, and it would move you to tears for the first couple minutes, but then it's all gone.
All gone.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's when actually you, sound advice.
When you do actually have the jock itch, though, they put that there's that spray, you know, and you put that
yeah.
spray on there, and it's like a burn, but then cold sensation.
Yeah,
like, oh.
I bet it's alcohol, right? Like it must be
know.
Some kind
Maybe.
Of disinfectant for your junks.
Yeah.
God, there is nothing worse than crotch itch. Like,
yeah.
I've heard.
I feel for her.
So do I.
If you have, everybody knows what it's like to have an itch, but ugh. For her, it sounds like it's.
It's serious.
Well, and it also just doesn't go away.
Maybe it's in the hair. It could be I don't know. I've heard that crabs and like scabies, it's unbearable. That itch.
But I see, that's the thing is, I don't think that's what she has.
Oh, I don't think she has scabies or crabs. But I'm just saying, apropos our discussion of her itchy vagina, I've also heard that it is unbearable, scabies and crabs. It's like the worst itch on your crotch that you can even imagine.
A real itchy crotch has got to be just...
Yeah, I had a friend who got an itch from a sweat lodge, like a shamanistic, whatever, ritualistic weekend.
Yeah.
And this happened to him in the 70s, and he got crabs from like sitting naked in a sweat lodge with other, you know, dudes.
Yeah, that's the story he tells.
Yeah.
That's not how he got that, I'll tell you that.
I know.
There's all types of people that tell those stories. They go, yeah, I got it from a toilet seat. And you're like, no. Okay.
I hear you can't really get STIs from a toilet seat.
I would think it's probably not likely. I don't know if it's...
No, they can't survive.
It is essentially impossible. So
yeah,
maybe it's possible, but it really is. You're probably in like the 0.001. You know?
Fuck.
Yeah.
This poor woman. Can you see the suffering in her face? Like, this has bothered her for like...
That's what I'm saying. I do feel bad
for
her.
It's the worst.
I do feel bad.
Well, way to bring the show down, Tom.
Well, I just thought, you know, I thought it was kind of worth sharing.
Yeah.
That sometimes when something's really funny, it's also kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What is comedy is tragedy plus time?
Is that it?
Equals comedy.
Okay.
That's what they say.
28 years. Pretty funny.
28 years, yeah. Yeah. Hey, don't you think, you know, we were giving out good boy merits.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I got a little treat for Patty O'Callaghan.
What? Why?
Because what happened when I pulled up this morning?
I made sure you had a parking spot
right out front.
Uh huh.
Yep. And guess what?
Oh, a pack of M&Ms.
You get M&Ms.
Oh wow! I've always wanted that.
Good boy treats. Good boys
you
get
treats.
Thank you so much.
You're
good
welcome.
Good boys get treats.
And there's more of that where
it
came out of.
Good job.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Pulled up. Nice big space out front.
Mm-hmm. And he directed you to it, which was really nice. And he wore a very nice shirt today.
Yeah. It's all positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Speaking of positive, I might be the most positive guy on the Instagram. A few weeks ago, I started this thing that I've continued to do.
Okay.
Well, I was going through my closet, and I just have way too much stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like it doesn't matter what I pull out of there. It's like it keeps growing stuff.
Such a problem, I know.
It's fucking...
And it's like all these designer things, too. It's like,
So, I usually give... the clothes that I have to like our nanny because she has sons. And I'm like, here you go. You know, she just takes it. She was out of town. So I was like, oh, what I'll do. Maybe I'll drop it off. And then I was like, I know what I could do. I could give it to like fans.
Let's reframe this. You go, I know what I can do. This is a few weeks ago, by the way, and I've been meaning to bring this up with you and I keep forgetting. What you did was give a tour of your closet.
I didn't give a tour.
And then
of
tell
the
people how poor they were. And that you would be willing to give these poor people your nice stuff.
I mean, you're framing it differently than I would frame it.
Yeah, that's what you did.
I didn't give a tour. I said, I have way too much stuff. Mm. I stood in a corner of the closet. Mm. And I said, one of the hardest things to get rid of is jackets. Because you see a jacket and you're like, that's kind of, you know... Why would I get rid of that jacket? I'll use that at some point. But then you realize you haven't worn the jacket in forever.
Yeah.
So, and I wanted to make room. It's just, it's overwhelming. I get anxiety in the closet. I'm like, it's too much stuff. It's like falling off of shelves and shit, you know? So I was like, I just need to get rid of stuff. That first night I got rid of, I took out 6 or 7 jackets, probably 25 t-shirts, 3 other shirts. Like it's just, and then like 6, 7 pairs of pants. Maybe more. And what I did was I put some aside to give to the nanny. And then I put some, I reached out where I put a post. I was like, hey, you know, fans, you know, you're fucking be poor. If you're poor, I'll give you this. I didn't want to, I didn't want to give it to like somebody of me. That was my point. I was like, this is really nice stuff. If you can afford it, it sucks to give it to you. So right, I was like, okay. It'd be nice to give it to somebody that wouldn't otherwise buy it.
Okay.
So that's what I did.
So you're, but what are you giving away? Like what kind of stuff is it?
Like nice stuff. I mean, yeah. Like some All Saints shirts, a Saks Fifth Avenue jacket, a Hugo Boss jacket, a Burberry jacket.
Don't like, compliment that bitch. Why are you giving that shit away? You crazy?
It's just, I have too much shit.
Yeah, but babe, that's real nice stuff. Like that's,
what would you recommend I do?
You just keep it and wear it. Don't compliment that bitch. Don't give that away to people. It's crazy talk.
But I'm giving it.
It's like really nice stuff.
I know, mean, but that is, isn't that.
Wear it. Wear it.
But I mean, I'm not wearing it.
Oh my God, babe. It's like, it's so much money. How I know. Much money is this shit?
So many monies.
Babe.
It's nonsense. It's crazy.
It is nonsense. I don't know.
You're saying don't be charitable.
Yeah. Keep it. Don't. I think that's crazy.
But I'm saying like, hey, person with a tough job and no means to
all do. All right. Okay. I mean, yeah, now you're making me the dick. At first you were like, oh, hey, ugly poor people.
I never said that. I only called you poor.
Babe.
I only asked for the poorest to reach out. Now I did throw in, hey, if you're fat and poor, that helps.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, so let's, as long as the criterion is really solid, like yeah. Fat and poor.
Because what happened was I had some stuff that I was like, it's way too big on me.
Right.
So I'm like, if it's too big on me, it's definitely for a fat person.
Yeah.
And then I'd like it to be for a fat poor person. Guess what? My inbox is flooded with people who are like, hey, I'm fat and poor. It's the funniest inbox I've ever seen. They're like, hey, fat, poor here. I would love to have that. Then some people are like, God. I'm not fat, but I am poor.
I got to tell you, you're the only person I know that gets away with this.
Really?
Being so mean. It's like they love it when you're mean to them. I do not get away with this at all.
Yeah. I think they know that. Well, I don't know.
If I were to do my closet and be like, hey, fucking fat, poor bitches.
Yeah.
Who wants my shit? They'd be like, canceled.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fat shaming.
I think they know that I'm not being mean though, right?
Yeah, that's true. You're not being mean.
And it's ending with me literally sending them.
That's true. So you're going to send them out. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We've been gathering the stuff because I keep adding stuff. Like even.
But why do you have so much stuff? What's going on?
I don't know.
You just keep adding shit without going like, hey, I've already got something similar.
Yes.
Similar. Do you want me to help you with that?
No. Shut up.
You want to keep doing the same thing of like, just add the same shirt? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
You just have to go, do I already have that? Maybe I shouldn't buy another one. Similar.
Well, a lot of it is stuff that I didn't already have.
Oh, but then you just don't wear it.
Well, I feel like the new stuff is getting worn, you know? And the stuff that I've had, I'm like, oh, that's there. That's mine. Move that to the side. And then you just like.
I know what you're saying. You know and what then mean? You pack
yeah,
it
Yeah, it's
in,
like
you
the
know?
New stuff, you're like, I like this new thing. And then that stuff that, you know, it's from like whatever. It could be even 6 months ago, but I'm not wearing it. I should just take it out.
Yeah, there's the Oprah rule. If you haven't worn it in 1 year, just donate it.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. And you know what, too, I realized is like, something you like to wear, aside from these, like this Adidas jacket I have owned since 1995, like legit owned. And these are so timeless, like these will never go out of style.
It's true.
And I love them, but everything else, style comes and goes and you know, you're not beholden to a fucking sweater.
Right? I know. It's like, but sometimes like I did the most progress the first two nights when I did that in the closet. Normally I'll be like, man, there's just too much stuff in here and I'll grab it. I don't know. And I just walk out.
Do you want to hear?
I think it helped me actually to do it on Instagram.
Oh. Because
it made me accountable to actually.
To do it.
To act. Yeah.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
One time I was listening to a talk by Marianne Williamson. She's a self-help guru lady. And She goes, the problem, the spiritual dilemma happens not when you can't buy any of them, but when you can buy all of them. Isn't that interesting? And she says she did the same behavior. She goes, and I would buy a black shirt and then realize I had already bought 4 black shirts. Mm-hmm. And then what was I doing? Like, what was I doing? You know, when you get kind of like stuck in that spiral of like the compulsive, like, I need that. I need that. And you're like, no, you don't. I have a friend. I have another friend who would do that with shoes. She at one point had to go to therapy because she's like, I have so many shoes. I have so many shoes. Yeah. I don't need all. It's a friend of ours. I'll tell you off mic. She's like, I don't need all these shoes.
Yeah.
And then
what
she
happened?
Stopped doing it. So she went to a therapist. And that is the same spiritual. It's the same dilemma, right? The problem is not when you can have none of them, but when you can have all of them.
Yeah.
It's like you, it's like overeating. It's the same thing. Like you think that you're going to fill. Yeah. Yeah. If I just do that, I'll fill the thing. But then it's just a compulsive. You know,
yeah,
it's whatever. It's an anxiety, whatever.
There's even like a, behavior. There's a, I can even tell you there's a series, there's like a section of shirts where I'm like, oh yeah, it's good to have these kinds. And I don't wear them.
Never wear them.
I never wear them, but I go like,
what kind of shirts are they?
I'll show you. I'll just show you. There's a couple sections of them, but like, I'll be like, well, you know, I should get rid of that. And I'll be like, yeah, but then you won't have that kind of shirt.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm not wearing it.
You won't have that thing. Yeah.
I'm not wearing it.
But then if you were ever need that kind
of
shirt.
Yeah, what if I need that
just,
shirt?
There's the domain. It's just down 5 minutes from here. Like, you can always find a way to get the thing.
No, there's no shirts.
No.
If you don't have the shirts, then you'll never have the shirt.
And here's what I realized, too, because I've been afraid to throw things away, too, because I'm like, but I might need that one day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you do need that thing one day, 5 years from now, just get it on Amazon or get it again. Like, okay, that was worth not having it take up space in my closet. I know. It's the games we all play, though.
It's interesting, right? It's to wrap it up, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
To all you fat
pores.
God,
Jesus Christ, Tom. Can I tell
you? You're lucky
you,
to have me. Go ahead.
So I was with Chase O'Donnell this, we're always touring together. Yeah. And Chase had the best thought in the car on the way home from a gig. This is a Pijitsky effect because it blew my fucking mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
Because she and I are great on these.
Yeah.
She's the one that does all the dances, you guys. Check her out on the gram. Chase_O'Donnell. There's your shout out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, so we're driving around home on Uber, and we see this AKC dog championship sign. Like, that's the event that's happening this weekend.
Yeah.
And she goes, have you ever thought about it? But dog shows are basically beauty pageants for dogs. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
What'd you think they were?
I mean, but the word beauty pageant for a dog.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, you're right. Like, they don't, I guess I thought it was more legitimate about the breeding of the dog. Like, the breeder, like, this dog, I've groomed it, I've trained it, it can do tricks. Yeah. Like, it's more about the breeder and the trainer.
Yeah.
Versus the dog being pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know why I liked it so much.
Now. Yeah, it really hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is the perfect way to describe a dog show.
It's a beauty pageant.
It's a beauty pageant for dogs.
For dogs. Yeah. And I love watching
them.
They're
so laughably ridiculous.
I know.
What's his name? Christopher Guest did that one. Best in Show.
Best in Show.
Yeah.
Such a funny movie.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I watch the AKC dog shows. My favorites, obviously, the Brussels Griffon. When that dog wins, I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
My whole year is made. I like the Frenchies. I love the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
The toy groups are always my faves.
They're just ridiculous.
I know, look at the poodles.
There was one too.
Poodles are so gay. Gay as fuck, right?
They're the gayest.
They're so fucking gay. And like, why did they have to cut them all gay like that?
Other dogs are like, you look gay to poodles. Yeah. There was a dog show, a big one a few years ago, where the dog took a shit during the thing.
That's the best.
That was awesome.
Would you remember
and
the
you
breed?
You know that in that world, they had to be like...
Mortified.
Did you see what happened to Marianne? Like, they just... Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
Yeah.
Does that automatically get you DQ'd?
This says again on the list.
Oh, again? Oh, damn, dude.
This says again.
Stupid. That's hilarious. I mean, they're dogs. At the end of the day, they're
of
not
course.
People. You're
and
making
they
them
don't
do
know
people
that
things.
Like we're on camera. They don't have a concept of that.
they don't want this.
Yeah.
The dogs don't want this.
They don't want to be on the show?
No. This is for us. This
Can
is
that
for
play?
Us. This is 2015.
Yeah.
Dog takes a dump.
Yep. He's going for a walk. That dog just thinks he's going for a walk.
Yeah.
And what happens when dogs go on walks?
Yeah.
They take shits.
Yeah. Oh, shit, dude.
He's like, oh, we're walking, man.
There it goes. There goes
he's
your
like,
first.
No.
There goes your first place. He goes for the baggie, too, so fast. He's like, oh, just pretend that didn't happen.
All those guys have baggies on them.
24/7. Fuck.
Oh,
that's
like,
a big steamer, too. I was watching Clifford with the kids this morning. And their kids were like, oh, wouldn't it be great to have a big dog? And I was like, no, dude, that dog shits so big.
That's what you told them?
Clifford? No.
Oh.
But I did tell them when Clifford was being, took Clifford away on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Ellis was like, where is he going? And I'm like, to the sausage factory. And then Ellis
that
was like,
that dog would
that
take
true?
A person-sized shit. That's little.
Bigger than a person.
Yeah,
Clifford?
Like, but multiple people would come out of its ass. If that dog took a shit, it would look like cars were coming out of its ass.
Clifford would destroy your whole neighborhood.
Yeah,
dude.
Of course.
No way.
The fact that they leave that out of the story is really fucked up.
Yeah. They show Clifford peeing one time in the park. They show him lifting his leg, and they don't show his dick. I mean, I wish they did. Just for scale, like just to see. But then it splashes the tree, and then it splashes the two main characters, and you're like, ugh. But Ellis laughed. He LOL'd at that.
Yeah.
He liked that. Yeah, I wish they showed Clifford the big red dog taking a big brown shit.
Or a big red shit and he's got stomach problems. Yeah.
Clifford gets diarrhea. That's the big book.
Clifford has blood in his stool. Yeah. That could be a real good one.
Stupid.
You can do that with your asshole, for instance. Like, people carry so much baggage around the asshole. It's a freaking portal to the deepest, most powerful, most potent orgasms, right? But when we've sort of layered all of this meaning and story onto our asshole, it literally compresses the spectrum of feeling that we can access in there. And so when you start to unwind that has added up inside of your body, you'll also be able to get to mind-blowing sex a lot more because you'll be able to tap into those feeling states, which contribute to that experience.
And he's not feeling that clip. I'm not feeling that clip at all.
What are you not feeling about it?
I think she's saying that people attach too much to their assholes and then they can't feel joy from their assholes. But I love taking a good shit. I just don't want a dick in my butthole. Is that so much to ask?
No.
See, essentially so to tab anal is to ask you to do the taboo. It's generally not, it's not a common enough practice, right?
It's pretty common.
I know, but it's not like everybody does anal.
No, everyone does it. And you usually, if you talk to enough people, you get the full range of experiences from it. There are people who go
love
like
it.
Who they think like it's where it answers God's greatest question. They're like, this is, it's all here.
Yeah.
It's all in my asshole. Here. And then there's people who are like, tried it, hated it, or whatever. You know, it's just, I don't know. It just depends.
I know. Do you know when I do shows, people still scream, I got a scrum.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Tom, scrum. I'm like, all right, guys, come on.
That you should do.
I wish, people don't care about real issues as much as they do about me licking your scrum.
You should do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're still into this.
Yes. It's not that crazy. You should do it. What? What?
I don't like it.
You don't know you don't like it.
I do know I don't like it.
You
There's
don't
things
know.
I know intuitively that I do not enjoy.
You don't know that you don't enjoy that. It might be your favorite thing. It might be.
Is there another clip? Is there something else you can show me? What's going on?
You need a little more encouragement, okay. I think.
I gotta.
You know?
It's getting hot in here.
It's not getting hot in here.
I gotta get out of here.
I think you need, you know what? I think you need a little more force involved.
Force?
From me.
Oh, you're gonna force my head?
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
That turns me on.
Oh.
No, your reaction.
Babe.
I don't like that. That's exciting to me.
Okay. But I mean, to convince me that, like, see, that's another thing. So when I'm trying to, my argument being like, if it's something that's out of the norm,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she's like, you just have to get over yourself and then you're going to love it. It's like, well, you're asking me already. It's out of the norm.
Let's ask. Let's ask it. Let's listen again. Let's listen again.
So you can do that with your asshole, for instance. Like, people carry so much baggage around the asshole. It's a freaking portal to the deepest, most powerful, most potent orgasms, right? But when we've sort of layered all of this meaning and story onto our asshole, it literally compresses the spectrum of feeling that we can access in there. And so when you start to unwind that has added up inside of your body, you'll also be able to get to mind-blowing sex a lot more because you'll be able to tap into those feeling states which contribute to that experience.
Hmm.
I don't understand at all.
I think we need to talk to her. I think we need
happening.
To reach out to her.
I have her explain more.
Yeah, I think she'd be. Do you think she'd be fun to talk to?
So wait, the feelings will open my anus.
It's that then... you like she's saying we have put so much from our lives and like how you feel onto our the baggage that you're carrying. Basically, strip that baggage away and you know be more free and open to what your asshole can do for you. You know, it's like, what can Brown do for you? Yes. Like your asshole can do a lot for you.
Mm-hmm. What about you though? Do you feel like you have a lot of baggage attached to your ass and that you could
Some.
Be getting more?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
I have a lot of baggage and I'm fine with the baggage.
Yeah. That's what we're going to have Layla talk to you about.
No, I'm totes fine with my baggage.
Nope.
I'm at peace with it.
Nah.
That's one area.
Nope.
I don't need to explore.
I think you do.
Caca is so stinky, though. I'm not interested in anything.
Well, I don't want any caca there either.
Yeah, but that's where caca lives.
I know where caca lives. You think I don't know where caca lives? Huh?
Caca's so bad for you. Don't put caca in your mouth. Don't put caca
No,
your...
this has nothing to do with caca.
Yeah, huh? Your beehole is where
you
the
clean
caca lives.
The caca area first. There's no caca there.
That the caca lives there.
It lives there, but it moves.
It moves, but it still passes through there. Would you eat on a plate that always had caca in it?
If they washed it really well, yeah.
But there's no way you can wash it that well.
You can.
You can bleach a plate, but you can't bleach a live beehole. You can't bleach a beehole, Tom.
You absolutely can bleach a beehole. It's actually a very common service.
That's cosmetic, but not medical.
Mm, okay.
Fecal to oral bacteria.
Is not a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah, I'm not talking about going from a dump to scrum eating. I'm talking about going from a shower.
Yeah, but your ass is always hot. I'm telling you, I've known you for a million years. Your, listen to me. Don't shake your head. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Your ass is always steamy. It's steamy down there because it's always clenched together, those butt cheeks. It's always hot.
So cool it down first. I'm not talking about going from a jog.
Speaking of, you went on a
you just switched the topic
run today. Mm-hmm. Were you the belle of the ball in the neighborhood today? Nobody talked to you?
Nobody was out. It was great.
The dads didn't come running out from their house. Tom, how you doing?
No.
Good to see you.
Hey, what are you doing?
That's what he does.
There's other
people. I love
it.
No, I know. They all love you, though. I was waiting to see if you had gotten any other invitations.
No, everybody was cool. I went to that party. I went to that neighborhood party.
And?
Everybody was nice.
Yeah. They're very sweet in our place. Did you get ripped?
No.
Did anybody get faded?
Not that I saw.
No.
No.
People stayed with them.
Pretty well behaved, yeah.
I had the best thing happen at a show that hasn't happened in a while. A guy fully cussed out a drunk chick.
That's rad.
Yeah. I really liked it too. He was like, shut the fuck up. You've been talking this whole fucking time, taking pictures. And I was like the record stopped. Everybody looked over and some people started yelling like, touch your camera through the fence. And I was like, no. I was like, silence, silence. What, we must hear this exchange.
What ended up happening?
I silenced people that were wanting to shout. And I go, everybody shut up. This is the best thing that's ever happened. And we all shut up and we listened.
Yeah.
And he was threatening her to shut the fence. She's like, I don't know, I'm just trying to have fun. You know, that typical.
Yeah.
And she's like, shut up. And I was like, okay, security. I called for security and I go, just make sure nobody throws a fucking glass at me. Cause that's last time that happened. Mm. I got a glass thrown at me before. And you know, so I'm just like, let's make sure no one throws shit. And then a drunk lady goes, we won't let them throw anything at you, mommy. And I was like, that's sweet, but you guys are all drunks. So you're not going to protect me from this.
really does make you hate drunks. Like,
yeah.
When you do stand up long enough, and you're like, you're like, in your fifth or sixth show of the week, and you're just like, man, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And it's always that girl, I'm just trying to have fun.
Yeah, that's
I'm just having a good time. The person who talks and they're like, I'm just trying to like help you. And you're like, yeah, I don't need you to help me though.
No, I was doing great without you. Because what it does is it ruins your vulnerability.
Yes.
No, I don't want to share with you.
I don't want to tell you anything.
I don't like the audience because you guys are retarded, you know?
Yeah.
So that was kind of neat. But I like it when it's a dumb drunk girl and then a guy straightens her out, like a dad type. I thought that was
great.
Cool.
Yeah, I talked about it, but like, a couple of months ago when I was in Charlottesville, Virginia, oh my God. And that show just fucking fell apart. But it started with an audience member in a theater going,
oh my God.
He won't shut up. He's like, I'm not shutting up.
That's the best.
And then they were like, he needs to leave. He's like, I'm not leaving.
I'm not.
And then he held on to his.
No.
He held on. And then when the ushers came, because they were ushers.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's not leaving.
Uh-uh.
Because they weren't security. They were just like, what do we do? I'm like, well, you'll do nothing.
Security.
So he stayed.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. Did he keep talking?
No.
Okay.
And everybody hated him. And it's a small theater, but it's still, you know, people were like, yeah. And then other people thought, well, I guess you can like just talk now. So people started yelling shit to the stage. It was the nuttiest show.
Oh my God.
I've had in a while.
Oh my God.
And people were fucking, it was kind of chaotic, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is that chaos happened at like the 30 minute mark. So
when my chaos happened. And then I had to kind of dance out. I was like, all right.
It's like, fuck.
Later, guys, I can't do this.
And that guy, you know, I'm glad other like the guys that were with me, they said they noticed it too, is that he was like the person that everyone hated. And then it's like he wanted to be audience again. Like he wanted to be part of the crowd again. So like the first joke I told after the disruption, he went like, ha 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 ha. Like he did like a forced laugh to be like, I'm a laughing audience member.
No,
you know what I mean?
And
we were like,
no, you're out.
Crazy.
You're out, dude.
And he wasn't out. He wasn't out. He never left.
No, I mean, out as in you're not in the circle of trust
but
anymore.
But we were
you're
all
not
like,
an audience
and he was laughing at a weird part. Everybody was what are you doing? Like, you could tell he wanted to be like, no, I'm just a regular audience member.
Mental.
Yeah.
Mental.
Totally crazy.
Yeah, I don't know why people talk during, it's the worst. And then I was on an airplane and I saw the most, like, you know, when it's cold as shit, the morning I boarded, it was like in the 40s,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's in a jacket. And then this one dude gets on the plane in a tank top, you know what I'm saying? Like just a thin little tank top, and he's jacked as fuck. You know those guys that are like, who? And yeah. I'm like, oh, it's wild, dude. What a choice.
You can see the veins.
The veins and shit. Like, he was competing or something that weekend. I don't know.
But everyone has jackets on?
No, it's cold as shit. Yeah, it's cold. It's like 40s. And yeah. He just has to show off his
physique. Also, if you're not showing off that physique, what'd you do it for?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Because he doesn't drink wine every night and eat nachos. You know what I mean?
No.
He's not living. He's just eating lean protein, right?
I can get it if you're born with something. You don't have to show it. Like if it's just, you know, the way it is. But if you work that hard for something, you work that hard for that mm-hmm. body. That's work. That's discipline, like daily.
I know.
You know your macros and you're weighing your food and you work out
it sounds
twice
horrible.
A day. But I'm saying you earned it. Like fucking get on this flight in your underwear.
I know. Sweet. So that's the payoff. Cause I asked my trainer one time, I was like, I think I'd like to have a flat stomach just once in my life. Cause I've never had it. Maybe when I was 5, I had a flat stomach.
And what'd she say?
She's like, well, you know, you just have to make a choice. Like you decide that you either want a flat stomach or you want to enjoy food and drinks. Like, she's like, that's basically what it is. Like, so my point being like, that's the enjoyment. It's just how I look.
It's what feels better? The admiration you'll get with the flat, because that's really what you're doing it for. You're not doing it to see it flat. You're doing it for like other people, basically to be like, damn, look at your body. That's the feeling, you know, because you won't be like, damn, it'll be the other people that give you that validation. And people will say, no, it's you do it for yourself. I don't buy that.
Well,
I think people end up. They say that they do it for themselves, but they're really doing it for the outside. Like, oh my God, look at your crazy body.
I don't know though. I mean, it's, you know, that thing that you hate on your own body your whole life.
Yeah.
It's the thing I'd be like, that it's still not worth it to me.
Yeah.
To give up my entire lifestyle.
Also,
I don't care.
You know, I had a trainer once, this is like more than 10 years ago, who was fucking so ripped, right? Like he had like a model's physique. And he was like, I'm fat.
Yeah, they don't ever like, feel good.
Oh, we worked, Bert and I worked out with him. We were like, what? He's like, I'm just fat right now. And we were like, what are you talking about? And he would really, and he wasn't joking. And we would constantly be like, what are you saying, dude? And that's how he was in his head.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm beginning to think that these trainers have like body dysmorphia. And eating disorders, and they're like, I'm just gonna make a living having eating disorder, and then I'm gonna make other people feel like they can look like me by being normal, but not really. Like, you kind of need to have an eating disorder or to be completely obsessed with
kind
with
of
your
obsessed.
Looks,
kind of obsessed, yeah. I mean,
or just 20, you have to be either 18 years old or like obsessed with your looks, right? And that doesn't seem like very much fun to be obsessed with your looks all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It also, you could just like the healthy way is somebody who has just like high level discipline, because discipline's actually a good thing to have, right? Because it actually bleeds out into other parts
Agreed.
Of your life.
Yeah, sure.
So I've seen that, like with Sean, is just a really disciplined guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's eating disordered at all.
But he's very disciplined.
He enjoys the discipline. I think what gives him pleasure is the discipline.
Yeah.
More so than the results. Like, because I think I was talking to him, I was like, dude, you want a donut? We're having donuts. And he's like, nah. And I was like, why? God, come on.
But
he's like,
thing.
It doesn't make me feel good. He said, I don't feel good. I'm like, okay.
But then there'll be like the random day where he comes over with donuts.
That's true. So there's
so
a balance.
He still has like things he enjoys. But most of the time, that dude is like,
he's laser focused.
Yeah.
But I'm obsessive about like comedy and stand up.
That's what your discipline is.
Yeah, my discipline is like, I will fucking do whatever it takes. Like, I don't have any problem waking up at 4 a.m, flying across the country, doing two shows that night, because I love it.
And so your discipline lies in your work?
Yeah. Not my physical so much.
Yeah. I mean,
it'd be nice to have both, eh? Not in this lifetime. That's too much. You can't do it all, man.
You can.
You can.
It depends on what. Yeah.
Nah, I got kids. I'll give it to my kids. Yeah. I love my kids. I got to eat cookies with my babies. I can't be worrying about belly fat and shit.
I was admiring our 6-year-old's body the other day.
I know. Toddler body.
Man, I wish I had that fucking body.
I know. They're fucking long and lean.
He's all lean, jacked.
They're so strong,
and
too.
He eats all day. He's like, oh, rah, 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 rah. He's so fucking jacked.
I know. Yeah. I know. They're so strong.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. Yeah. I also had another. Okay, so here's what I've been doing. May I bring up another topic as long as we're here?
Yeah.
Every time I get into an Uva,
yeah,
they play top 40 music.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced that
take your Uvers.
There's no fucking way everybody's listening to this dog shit music in the world. Like, it's fucking dog shit garbage. Sorry. I don't like top 40.
Top 40.
It all sounds the same to me. And it's like, shut the fuck up. So I've been asking my Uva drivers to play me the music they actually listen to.
Oh, you tell them switch it up?
Yeah. I go, don't play this fucking garbage. Play what you really like.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been surprised. I've had a guy play death metal for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is horrible. Put back top 40. I can't do this.
He's like, this is what I like?
Yeah. He's like, okay. And I was like, all right, dude. And that was pretty crazy.
I've been in Ubers where I don't make that request and I get to hear the top 40 of Pakistan. And,
I like that one, yeah.
And Turkey and stuff.
Yeah, that's fun. Oh my God, so I got into an Uber here.
Yeah.
And I was like, play your favorite song. I just want to hear your favorite song. And it was from the 80s and it was one I didn't recognize, but it wasn't very good. And it was just like, she loves me, she loves... It was like garbage, and then it stopped, and then he played it again. He played it three times. It was here in Austin, yeah. And I was
you mentioned to play what you like, or no?
play me your favorite song.
And he's like, this song over and
this
over.
This is my jam, bro. And it was some obscure 80s song I had.
I got into an Uber here in Austin where the guy... Like, we didn't... We just said, like, hello. I was like, yeah. Hey, and I got in, and he played his shit loud as fuck. And it just happened to be shit I like.
Oh, that's good.
And I was like, all right.
That's lucky.
But I just, yeah.
What was it?
It was like, it was like MJ stuff and like nice. And Vogue and like, you know, like these 80s or 90s R&B stuff. Yeah. But I liked it. But yeah. I was just like, I was like, man, this would
suck. You're never going to get it.
Yeah, I was like, this would suck if I didn't like it. You're like, never could you turn this down? Yeah, but it was jams.
Yeah, so many times if it's top 40 and I get in there, I'll fucking be like, can you please turn this down? I want to die. I want to fucking die listening to your shit.
You remember that we had this a few weeks ago?
His computations compel you to work by industrial motion, not fundamental escape. He'll bless to reverse this unstoppable duck shy of individuality.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's pretty badass, right?
Is that good? It's the first time I've ever tried. It's my first time. Ready? Okay, ready? Should I do her?
Yeah. You're nailing it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like Beavis.
You're doing a great job.
It's hard.
Oh, it is.
You gotta train for that. You can't just go into that. That hurt. I gotta train my instrument for that. Try it. It's hard as fuck. Wait, but she's actually good at that.
I know, but she's fucking intense, man.
Yeah. Well, that music form isn't it?
Sometimes,
it's hard.
Sometimes it's best not to compete with your spouse.
So that is Isaac Stolzer Gary, who played the guitar in that.
Amazing.
So he wrote that music.
Amazing. Yeah, thank you, Isaac. And then also the lady who I am trying to sing like, so she reached out to me on the Insta. We DM'd and she says, Christina, you're the reason I got on TikTok. She goes, that's why I posted that clip of me singing. Because awesome. You got me into that platform, and then I posted it, and I go, and now look at us. Now we're full circle.
Yeah.
So she said, actually, I had the good beginnings. She goes, but you have to go deeper. So I should go. But I've been practicing a little bit, actually.
You have?
Okay, ready?
Well, this is actually this is a good time to bring something up.
What?
We actually have a tutorial.
No.
Hello. I'm Adrian from Seven Spires, and this is a crash course in the foundations of my extreme vocal technique. In other words, this is a how to scream video.
Perfect.
If you imagine that you had a bad day at work and you come home to your apartment and all you want to do is like make a huge batch of mac and cheese and watch Netflix in bed, but you open the door to your apartment and it smells bad because nobody's taken the trash out and all the dirty dishes are in the sink, and you just walk in and you're like, just... this deeply annoyed sigh. So take this sound. And we extend it. So we go. And that's the foundation of my scream sound. From here, we need to do two things. Number one, we need to give the sound more breath support. And number two, we need to open the mouth more. So if you're not a nerdy technical singer like me, giving more breath support. In this context, try to imagine that you're trying to touch your belly button to your spine as you're exhaling. So if you put your hands next to your belly button and exhale. And if you feel your core muscles engaging and your stomach trying to go in towards your spine, you're probably doing it right. So if we take this feeling and we apply it to our extended like this. You can hear when I turn the breath support on and off.
Okay, ready? Did I do it?
That was good.
Yours sounds like you're puking. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is like that time I taught myself how to play the didgeridoo. I was trying.
The last thing we need to do is open our mouths more. So if you put your fingers in front of your ears and you open your mouth, you'll feel the jawbone moving under your fingers. It feels really weird. But we want that. We want that big open space because it leaves more room for the scream to resonate. So if we combine, elongate it. Even more breath support. And we open the mouth more. There's the scream sound.
Okay, right.
That was really good.
What should I sing?
And if you want to begin adding words to it, we could try the phrase, I do not fear the darkness.
Yeah.
So we're not going to say, I do not fear the darkness. We're going to think of it all as a column of breath punctuated very slightly by consonants. Again, elongated, more breath support, open mouth, and now, I do not fear the darkness.
What is it?
Go for it.
I do not feel the darkness.
Fear.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
She kind of does it like, she sings like Green Day, like, I do not feel the darkness, right? Like that 90s punk. Hold on. Right, right, right.
I
It's a lot to put together. Okay.
I do not feel the darkness.
So good.
That was fucking great, right? Yeah,
that was great.
Thank you. That was really good.
That was good.
I felt really good.
You're a good student.
Should I try singing something else?
Sure.
Give me a song.
Okay. Happy birthday to you!
It's really good.
That one got better.
I could see a lot of offers coming your way after this.
Give me something stupid to sing.
Give me something. Jingle bells?
Sleigh bells ring! Are you listening? And the late snow is glistening!
Why don't you do this more?
I feel like I have a career.
I do. I do too.
Whoa. I can death metal sing, babe.
Yeah.
That was a really good tutorial.
She's very good. And you know, the one who was singing that we first played, she listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I have to remember. I have to look it up in my DMs.
I think she starts with a C.
Yes, yes, yes. We've been singing. We've been talking.
Is it C-H?
Oh, my God.
Let's see if I can figure it out before you.
Okay.
Chaney Crabb.
Chaney Crabb. There you go. Yeah, she's a huge fan of the show. She's a mommy. And yeah. And then it was bizarre. Our worlds collided.
Entheos is the name of her band. Yep. And she has a podcast.
Oh.
Called the Coper Crab Podcast.
Sweet, bro. Yeah. Well, now that I'm a professional death metal singer, I think I know what my next video is going to have to be. I've already conquered the rap world. I think it's time to conquer death metal. Maybe I should do a Christmas album next year in death metal. That'd be pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
You're like, no, no.
Yeah.
Could you imagine me practicing this around the house?
I would not like that, but I would like to see the final product.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be tough to do a whole hour like that.
Yeah.
I can't do that. It's tough.
Yeah.
Very good. That was very exciting, Gene.
You like that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, me too.
I like how gothy she looks too. It's cool.
She's pretty rad.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, you
Hey, what's your pronoun?
La, 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 la. You said that at your shows recently.
Yeah, speaking of that there have been lots of Muslims at my shows.
Mm-hmm.
Muslim women wearing the hijab.
What do you think's going on?
I don't know, and I love it. I'm open. I'm here for it, as the kids say. I'm not opposed.
Is there a subversive pro-Islamic message in your act?
Definitely.
Really?
Definitely. What if there is, and I just don't know it?
And you're like, first you notice like 3, and then 8, and then like in a couple of months, you're like, man, there's like 250 hijabs at my show.
Yeah, like, what's going on?
And they're just like...
your favorite comedian...
What?
Sorry, am I not supposed to do the accent? There it is. Yeah, and they're like, oh shit.
Yeah, and then that's the line. That's the line outside your show. And we're like, what is this? And I guess Christina P.
I'm like, I don't understand. And then they invite me to like Riyadh.
And then they come inside and they're like, death to America. And you're like, and they're like, we're with you. And you're like, I didn't
say that, did I?
They're like, we get it.
I don't know, but it seems to be the women are coming.
Hmm.
So maybe it's because I talk about my, you know, dopey husband and stuff and the kids. Maybe they're like, is that what this is? The family angle? I don't know. Are they listening to your mom's house?
Mm.
It is fascinating, though. I've in 20 years of stand-up, I've never seen one Muslim lady with the hijab.
And now you're seeing it week after week.
Every week, there's at least 2-4 every show.
Well, two are, that's not significant, right? Two.
Two in a showroom one night and then the next night a couple more.
Hmm.
I have never, have you ever seen?
Yeah, I've seen that at shows.
Oh, I've never seen. I guess now I'm the Muslim comic, I don't know.
For having two?
But in every city, there's
that'd be like, multiples. Can you imagine if you're like, you know, there were two Asians at my show last night. I don't know what's going on.
No, multiple shows, though.
No, multiple show, but I mean, you need to, I think.
And tables full.
Well, now that's not two or four. Now you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm remembering now. Sorry. There was like a whole table. And I was like.
Well, how many people are at the table?
Like six.
Okay.
And I wanted to be like.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, I wanted to be like, hey, guys are all Muslim and stuff. Like, what's going on? But I didn't want to shame them and make them stand out. And,
well, of course.
Yeah, I didn't want to embarrass them. But I'm secretly like, what's going on?
They're like, oh, we just plotting something and seemed like a place where nobody would notice us.
You're anti-American. I'm like, I'm not anti-American, though. I like America.
And we also think women are dumb, so we came to your show.
Maybe that's what it is. It's all this, like, me being like, I'm a dumb bitch on the show.
And they're like, exactly.
Finally.
Finally an American woman who gets it. So many American women are so...
Fucking ideas, words. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I hate a woman like that, too, though.
What? The words?
Yeah, just fucking... Oh, you know, what about me and my rights? Like, shut up, you stupid bitch.
Right. You know? Right. What rights do you hate the most when they complain?
Just any of them.
Abortion.
Like, whenever a woman talks about, like, her rights, I want to restrict them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's just fucking so lame.
Right.
The truth is, you know, I think women have too many rights.
Yeah, what would you like to whittle down?
The rights?
All of them?
I think so.
Like no more bank accounts, no more credit cards, jobs.
Yes.
But don't you think it's way worser because the man fully has to support the woman back then, you know?
Yeah.
You have even more.
What are some new women's rights? Let's see.
Yeah, let's see.
These include the right
Read
to live.
This out loud.
These include the right to live free from violence and discrimination, to enjoy the highest attainable standard of physical mental health, to be educated, to own property.
It's a lot.
To vote. And well, here's a few I would take away right away.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Definitely vote. Definitely. Yeah, you don't want them educated.
Yeah. I don't want an education. It's done nothing good for me.
Right. Earn an equal wage, I think, is silly. You know, a woman doesn't know what to do with all that.
All that money. She needs a guy to manage all that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free from violence, I guess. But yeah.
What about should I be able to live free from violence?
I guess.
That seems cool.
It's reasonable. But I think it should kind of end there.
Are these new rights? That's what it says.
I think new from the last few hundred years. I don't know.
Well, I think it's not in the Constitution, right? I mean, in the amendments, rather. Like, some of these have not formally been added as amendments to the American Constitution.
Well, we lost our minds here. We just decided everyone's equal, which is insane. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should have rights based on what you contribute, you know?
Oh, I've felt that for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
You do?
Well, I think it's okay. I think it should be based on a few things. IQ. Depending on your IQ and
dummies shouldn't have rights.
Not a lot. Not definitely not the right to vote.
That's a good one.
You need to have a certain IQ.
It's
to
crazy
vote.
that we all have the same vote.
I hate it.
I know.
There are certain, well, we've discussed this before. There are certain states that just should not be able to vote.
Well, they should get like, all their votes should equal like a vote.
Right.
You know?
One person's vote.
So they're like,
vote.
You know, 800,000 people voted this year here. And you're like, that's a vote. One vote.
I think definitely, okay, so there's IQ, but then also like mental fitness. There should be tests. Like you can't be a psycho, can't be totally crazy.
That would eliminate a lot of votes.
I know. There's a lot of crazy people out there. But just, I mean, in just in general, who gets rights is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Protected rights?
And then don't you think if you hit a certain age, they should pull your rights away too? Like,
yeah.
Once you're like old.
They do, kind of.
Yeah, but it should be a little more aggressive, I feel like.
Like, hey, like what age? And then you just go straight to the old folks home.
Yeah.
What age?
Take your stuff away.
80?
Oh, yeah. That's 80? So old.
You're just straight into the... cognitive function deteriorates from age 45. That's me, babe. Shit.
And by the way, I feel like it started happening for you a little while ago.
Yeah, I think so too.
Your capacity for memory...
Would you stop with that?
And
babe, I juggle... Have you ever heard of a thing called the mental load?
No.
Mental load. Women juggle a mental load in the house that men do not. I literally juggle two little children's. Okay, first of all, I'll give you a dumb example. Fucking the week before school lets out for Christmas, Juju has to wear pajamas on the 14th to school because of his party. Ellis wears it on the 15th. Ellis, after his class, needs to bring sugar cookies with the decorations to bring in. And then on Julian needs to bring other fucking treats on the 17th. Because do you understand, like, those stupid details I carry constantly. In addition to an hour's of material doing this, traveling, not sleeping, you know what I mean? So if I forget conversations, it's because there's a lot of other stupid shit in there.
And that's the mental load.
The mental load.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when's the next pediatrician appointment? Do you know it? No.
No.
No. I do. I juggle all that bullshit.
When is the next appointment?
Next checkup. Julian turns 4.
You mean next summer?
Yeah.
That's when the next appointment is?
Yeah.
That carries a load?
Well, I know it. What about the dog? The dog? I take care of Bitsy's dumb appointments and everything. It's a mental load.
Okay. Yeah, because your memory feels like it's...
Well, I also don't care. So there's another part. There are certain things in my mind. Here's what I learned in the 2 weeks of law school. Here's what I learned. When you read stuff, you don't have to read every fucking detail. You read the pertinent details to filter out.
Okay, Dad.
The bullshit.
Yeah.
Why?
That's how my dad is.
Yeah. So I focus on the pertinent shit and then filter, filter, filter. I don't have to know all the details. It's a waste of my mental space. It
took me decades to realize my dad was doing that. I did not know that. And there's two incidents. I've told you these, right? That stood out that made me realize he doesn't read.
Yeah.
The two, do you know what the two are? So we both have always liked crime stories and everything. And there was this like Newsweek profile that I read every word of. And it was like the whole story was, you know, like 11 pages in a magazine. So it was like the main story. And it was fascinating. I forget the actual story that it was, but I remember I had read it. And I went into his room at not the house we live in now, the previous house. And I was like, this story's amazing. And I knew he would like it. It's the type of story he would like. And I gave it to him. He goes, well, I go, you just got to read this. And he's like, okay. And so he started and I left the room. And then I came back in the room, like, I don't know, maybe it was 30 minutes later or something. And I see the magazine over there. And I'm like, did you read it? He's like, yeah, it's good. I go, you read that already? Because it was a long read.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it was a good story. I was like, that's it? He was like, mm-hmm, that's interesting. And I was like, well, can you believe? And he's like, what's that? And I go, well, that he killed his brother-in-law or whatever. He's like, what? And I go,
missed out.
The guy that owned the business. And he's like, he killed him? I'm like, didn't you read it? He's like, well, I just kind of skimmed through it. And I'm like, why wouldn't you read it? He's like, well, that's what I do. And I was like, for everything? And he was like, mm-hmm. And then I was like, huh. I gave him a book on the financial crisis that was like this. And I was like, this book is fascinating.
Yeah.
And it detailed things that he worked in that industry. And it had the company he worked for profiled in it. And I gave it to him. And the next day he was like, that was a good book. Thanks for giving it to me. And I was like, you read 400 pages last night? He's like, well, you know, a lot of the stuff I already knew. Because I already knew
that. He's a genius.
And I was like, no. These were like behind the scenes, you know, like the fucking treasury secretary and the CEO of JP Morgan. Like, it was like behind the scenes stuff. He's like, yeah, I knew a lot of that stuff. So, but I kind of skimmed through. I was like, and then once I was able to like frame it that way, I was like, oh, this is how he digests everything.
Right. Information.
Yeah. Everything is just like, and that. Yeah.
Next.
He doesn't actually go read, pay, next page.
Yeah.
It's just, that's how he looks at everything.
Well, it depends on what I'm reading personally. Like if it's a harder text, I want to read that very vigilantly and closely. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. But let's say it's a general, like an article. The first 2 or 3 paragraphs are completely, you don't even need to read them.
Because
it's fucking exposition garbage. On a sunny day in July, 2 women went to the park. One of them was named Jane. The other one was named Sally.
You skip all that.
Yeah, because then I'll be like, tell me about fucking COVID. I want to hear the details. So then I skip down to like,
yeah,
here's what the Surgeon General or what CDC said. Okay, good. You know, just get to the fucking...
Depends on what you're reading.
It depends.
Yeah.
I don't like fiction. I won't read a fucking story. I'm fucking bored usually. Unless
really?
It's the Ladies Book Club. That's the first book I've read in 15 years. Yeah, generally, I'm very fucking bored. I'm like, I don't want to... You know.
You're generally very fucking bored.
By fiction, yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear this description. Get the fuck out of here. Okay. Yeah, I don't like it. But I like to reread stuff that I read. Like this morning, I read Plato's Allegory of the Cave because our friends were discussing it. And that to me was, that's a close read, right? That's a dense read. But I read it very closely. It was only two or three pages, but there's a lot.
And now you're ready to discuss it more? What is it? Give me the cliff notes on that.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You know, nobody wants to hear this.
Just let's see how quickly I want to have you stop talking. Let's
try that. I mean, look, we've been together for 20 years.
No, but
years.
I want to hear it. Like, start it, and then I'll be like, that's enough.
Okay, the allegory of the cave. There's a group of people who were raised in a cave, and they can only keep their heads forward. They can't look at each other. And the only information they get is through the shadows cast from a fire above them and a fire behind them. So essentially, the only knowledge they're given is what's broadcast on the cave walls in the form of shadows, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's all you know, and someone says to you, that's a tree, and it's just the shadow of the tree, that's what you know, right? But what if one day you were to be released out of the cave and into the light? Mm-hmm. Right, you probably would resent that light at first and be like, what the fuck is this? And they're like, well, that's the sun. And you're like, that's not the sun. The sun is this thing on the cave. What are you talking about, dipshit? See, the way I explain it is way more interesting.
But what's that supposed to highlight?
That education is somewhat fallible, right? And ultimately, the philosopher should rule the world. That's what the argument he's going to make. This is Plato's Republic. It's going to go into why the philosopher king is the best option for government. But the point is... wisdom, knowledge, how you think it's one way, and then it's harder to go the higher route. It's harder to go the route of the sun, right? To know what true knowledge is. It sucks. It hurts. Most people don't want it. But once you have it, you can't go back to the cave.
I didn't hate that.
You can't go back.
I didn't hate that at all.
But see, I explained it better than my dry-ass pussy philosophy teacher did back in 1996 or whatever. Once you've been enlightened, you can't go back to the cave.
You cannot. That's true.
So you're forever changed.
Which is a good and bad thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. See, part of me, when we're going through women's rights, I'm like, I don't really need to be so smart.
This
it's
is
not
what
good.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is what I'm
circle,
talking
you know?
About. Take them away.
Take them away.
Here's the thing. If we were to take away women's rights, just hear me out. If we were to take away women's rights, there's no way that they would beat us. In a battle, you know?
Right.
More of them would battle now.
Yeah.
They're so full of themselves, but we would still stomp them out, you know?
Isn't it weird that women need rights? Like it had to be declared.
Yeah.
Like, she can vote now. And you're like, what? Yeah. Like, why couldn't I just vote?
Because you're dumb broad. Yeah.
Because we weren't educated. They wouldn't let us do book learning.
Yeah.
I just had to sit there and do needlepoint.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild?
And it's a society is a lot more easy to manage and control when
they're dumb-dumbs are
when they're not educated. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the truth.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
It'd be kind of nice to go back to that. You know.
I know, right?
Yeah. And then women could focus on the important things.
Which is
learn how to suck and shut up.
Oh, God, right, babe. Did you go to the Cobra Tate school? Suck it and shut up. Suck it and shut up.
He's got a point, though. He's got a lot of good points.
He does have a lot of good points.
Yeah.
But don't you think, too? I mean, I know you guys are all in charge and stuff back in the day. You kind of still are. Let's be real. Like, yeah. I don't think the white man has to worry that his time is over anytime soon. Let's be real here. You know, we like to think it's all equal. It's not. But, it's a lot of work, isn't it? Being number one and running stuff. I mean, do you guys really, is it that fun?
Depends on who you ask. It really is person to person. I
mean, think about like the president. That's a terrible job. Like,
that's a shit job
wants to
for
do
most
people.
Most people agree with you, though. But that's the thing. It's really a small percentage of people that want that. I mean, There's no such thing as, I don't care who you like as president, whether it's Obama or Trump or Clinton or Bush. Those guys are ultra narcissists. They are.
Have to be.
You have to have a phenomenal ego to think, I should rule the world.
The free world.
Because that's who what you end up doing. You rule the free world. And so those, like, that's not, you're not a normal guy or girl if you're like, I should be president.
Well, that's why Plato suggested that we raise somebody who's not greedy and invested in the ways of the world, hence the philosopher king. But the problem is they doesn't have practical knowledge. So the philosopher king.
And also applying, like, making that a reality sounds like, you know, nonsense.
It's tough.
Create, like, raising.
Well, look, they're Greeks. King. They were butt fucking kids and stuff. They didn't know what the fuck was happening. They did a lot of crazy shit. They let lions eat people.
Why did they butt fuck kids though?
That's a good question. I'm not entirely sure. I think
how do you not research that?
I think it was common practice to practice your sexual
on a kid.
You start with a boy, like the men had boys that they would practice on before they got married.
Well, look at
that's
this.
What I think
it was characteristic of the archaic and classical periods, the influence of pederasty. Is that how you say that? On Greek culture of these periods was so pervasive that it has been called the principal cultural model of free relationships between citizens. One vase shows a young man or boy running away from Eros, the Greek god of desire. Yeah, but I wonder why it was so prevalent.
If you think about it this way, right? Like back in the day, they probably didn't know how to prevent pregnancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can...
Oh, but look what this says, though.
I don't know.
It says that these relationships did not involve children.
Oh, good.
But post-pubescent adolescents, usually between the ages of 15 and 19, which at that time was like being 35. 40, yeah.
That's true. Yeah, you didn't live very long. You lived until you were 30.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But can you imagine?
Can you imagine what?
Dying at 30? That's so crazy. Now life begins when you're 30. You're finally figuring it out.
No, when you were 15, you'd already like beaten fucking disease and you lost your parents and everything.
Yeah. You could get thrown to lions and terrible.
Yeah, you did. You died. People are like, oh, he's 32. He died.
Yeah.
But also, horrible. You know, you would get an infection and die.
You'd get like your cavity and that you just rot your head off.
Yeah. I would have been dead so long ago.
I know. Well, when I broke my ankle, remember in the ER, I was like, hey, if we were in the medieval period, what would they have done to me? He's like, just cut your leg off. We would have just sawed your leg off. I'm like,
yeah.
That's it, dude.
Yeah, look at that.
30 or 35.
Exactly. So 15 and 19, they're just like, that's middle age.
That's so true.
Yeah.
But God, this is going to sound really stupid.
Go ahead.
Everything I say is so stupid.
Say it.
Okay. But do you think the 15-year-old intellect back then was lesser than or greater than equal to? Yeah.
Do you think your
maturity was developed faster?
At 15, you were running shit.
That's wild.
Yeah. You weren't thought of as a kid.
No, they never had childhoods. Yeah. God, barbaric.
Yeah. 15-year-olds had been to war.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. Child labor. They had no idea that children weren't just little adults. Mm-mm. Up until recently, up until like our generation.
People forget now that someone who's 18 or 19 is a kid.
A kid.
Yeah. You're not, you know, you're technically an adult. You're not really an adult, 18 years
28
old.
Maybe.
Yeah.
When do you think you got to be a human? 28?
A human?
You know what I mean? Like an adult. Intellectually,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Late 30.
Yeah.
Maybe 35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's a difference between being mature and being like a real adult, you know?
I wonder what it's going to feel like when I'm super old, you know? Because, you know, like right now at 45, I'm like, fuck, dude. I feel like I know less now than I ever have because of everything that's happened in the last few years on earth, like the last, I was like, dude, I thought I knew reality, and now like I don't know shit.
Kind of feels like you don't know,
right?
Kind of
like me personally or
no,
the collective
no.
You
the collective, yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, I mean these last couple of years made you go, oh. Like I realized that we really are on our own.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that totally. I think I was like, oh.
Right.
You don't get taken care of when something really bad happens.
No.
Shit just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought, oh no, this is like first world America. Surely it won't go down the way it did and when my parents were in a bad country.
It does.
And you're like, oh, shit's real.
Very real.
Very don't real. Matter, homie. Mm-hmm. You know, look out for yourself, dog.
You want to see the, you don't get to see him, the British Fed smoker?
Yeah, dude.
Hello. All right. A lady police officer. What do you prefer, lady police officer or WPC?
Just police officer, sir.
Oh,
same thing.
Is it?
Yep.
I don't think so.
That's your opinion.
So why is it then, if that's the case, this gentleman here has got a different hat to you? Oh, no, let the lady speak. Why has this gentleman got a different hat to you?
I don't wish to answer any.
Oh, you see,
okay?
You see,
I hope you
stumped.
Have a good day.
He's just being a fucking asshole.
Such a dick.
I mean, why does, I would ask him, why does this bother you?
I don't know.
That you have to, and it is like straight up to the cops. Excuse me.
Their outfits are adorable though, aren't they?
Yeah. And the cops, by the way, are so much more polite there.
Oh, yeah.
If he tried to pull that bullshit over here.
No, sir. Well, they can't carry guns, right? They only have batons.
Yeah, I don't know if they can't. I don't know. They usually don't. But she's awfully tolerant of his nonsense.
She's stumped.
No, I'm not stumped.
And that's the point.
Don't choose to answer your questions.
Oh, I prefer WPC because I believe in differences. And looking at used to, there's differences. You can tell by the hats. Sorry, I'm not trying to be rude or anything. This is what I do. I talk to police officers. You know?
Cool.
So
put cops away.
You guys are not going to look very good on camera. You know, I asked you a perfectly legit question.
Yeah, and I answered it.
I put cops away.
What a fucking dick.
Actually, I'd like to see your hat on this officer's head. How about that? Because it wouldn't work, would it?
They're still.
See the point I'm trying to make? I feel sorry for you, actually. Because if you weren't in uniform, you'd have a lot to say. And probably you as well.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I prefer WPC. So, there you have it. Thank you.
This is what I do.
How do you get a job here, you fuckface?
Yeah. Just menacing.
Yep.
Menacing the peace.
They're just standing there.
Look
not
how nice
anybody.
They are. They're so sweet to him.
Yeah. I mean,
we crack his fucking head open by now.
You could make a case that they, those police officers, are behaving the way a police officer should behave.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, you ask them something, and even if they don't like it, they're like, all right. Here, they'd be like, the fuck did you say to me?
You're harassing.
No, let me see your ID. Like, you can't ask. I can ask you whatever the fuck I want. Yeah. Yeah.
Harassing a police officer.
Yeah. See you later, copper.
Take it easy, fuckhead.
Yeah. Fuckhead. Fuckhead.
We actually got another OG Fed smoker.
Let's see it.
Oh, yeah. This is fucking awesome.
The car?
Yeah.
So I got a name for it?
Yeah.
I don't yet. I imagine it's Fed Smoker Jr., but
there you go.
It ain't much, but it ain't got no hard drive in it like I usually fly, but
yeah,
I'm
talking
just
going to
let that roll off. I'm not even going to make a complaint about the guy. Tell him. Quit profiling people. Quit being a fucking baby raper, you know what I mean? And that's my buddy's place. He don't want me being mean to you guys either. He already told me take that Fed smoker shit all over the car off because it scares him.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Talking to the law.
What's your name, brother? Warner?
Sergeant Warner.
Nice to meet you. I'm going to get out of here, man. You don't need to be bothered. Just listen, I'm not even going to make a complaint about the guy. It's under my skin. The guy needs to tighten up. I'm a good guy.
Okay.
I may not even put him on the net as the, you know what, but there's no law against putting him on the net as baby raper, right?
Well,
it does go right here, baby fucking raper.
Look at that hand. Jeez. Yeah.
Oh, Sarge is like, they know they're dealing with a wild one every time they run into this guy. He looks good here.
Yeah, he's got hair. Are his hands dirty or tattooed?
Both. But he looks like he's like a guy that works outside, right?
Yeah.
He has like a weathered.
Yeah. Or he just does a ton of crystal. That'll weather you too.
But at first, if I didn't know who I was looking at or hearing anything, I'd be like, this guy's done like some tough manual labor, you know?
Yeah.
He has that kind of.
Yes. Like his skin.
Baby raper.
Yeah, he's got those wrinkles. Those
that cop knows wrinkles. He's going to run into this guy again. He's like, okay.
Yeah. And that's the only thing I do now. I don't have time to put everybody in prison anymore. I just don't have time. Oh, I have a life, you know? I like to ride my bike and do nice things, chase women. So for me to just mingle across the land, you'd be amazed at how many cops I got to deal with in this nasty fucking country.
Man. He's just got to hear stories in his head all day. Right?
Yeah.
To want to even share this. That cop. What?
That's so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's a candle that burned out too soon, Tom.
I know.
What a loss.
People like that thing you got working here, brother. Fire him. Just fire him.
Well, I don't
tell him, pack your pencils, crayons, Chiclets. Get the hell out of my office.
I don't make those decisions.
Who makes that decision? The mayor?
That's
the
chief.
What's his name?
Chief McGovern.
Tell him to fire him. Tell him just fire him. He's stocked a retired CI double agent guy who puts chops in jail sometime. One day I get to retire, brother, okay? These people like that, they never gonna let me retire because he's a dirty piece of shit. I'm sorry. God bless you. What's his first name?
Grant.
Thank you, brother. We're done. I'm not even gonna make a complaint against him. Just tell him he needs to tighten his game up. Thank you.
Will do.
Oh, okay, will do. And they're like, hey, Sarge, who were you talking to out there?
Oh, my God.
Sort of an interesting fella.
I don't like it.
Yeah. No. Makes you uneasy.
I don't like it, yeah.
See, that cop was pretty passive.
Yeah, he's sweet about it.
Yeah.
He wasn't like.
I think it's because Herc has that camera rolling. So he's like.
Oh, probably. And he wasn't as fired up. He was actually pretty mellow. And. He was more together at this point in his career. You can tell the car looked together.
Yeah.
He had a bicycle that he chained up to the top. That's not what we saw later.
Yeah, later.
And he was lighting his hair on fire. That
different.
Different.
You've just ruined your life.
Buddy.
You're fired, bud.
They're fired, bud.
Yeah.
You're fired.
It's really something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special guy.
Well... You call it a day?
Yeah.
Okay. Big month?
Big month. Big year.
You're shooting your special that honors him?
That's right.
And we got some fun gigs coming up.
Yeah, bro. 2022,
this
homie.
This is fucking heavy.
Can you believe it?
I know.
It's wild.
Next month, we have such a fun date.
We do?
Well, the date.
The date.
2/22/22.
Oh. That's so special.
Yeah. There were a decade ago, there was 10/10/10.
I remember that.
Was 2/2/2/2.
Yeah,
2,
that
2,
is
2.
Super cool. What are we going to do for Valentine's?
I think I'm on a plane.
Yeah.
I'll send you a text. I'm on a plane.
Making that mortgage money.
Yeah. Yep.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that.
All right. Well, that's it. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening.
Thanks,
and we'll see you next week.
Bye, mommy. Touch prepare. Touch prepare.
check my motherfucking ears.